friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us today. My name's Pauline.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the show. My name is Peter. It's good to see you. Today's topic is style.
Today's title is New Spring Clothes. New Spring Clothes. So, friends, how's the weather where you are? Is it starting to feel like spring yet?
March is a funny month. It can be really nice, warm weather one day, but then again, sometimes in my state, it will snow in March. You just never know what kind of weather it will be.
That's so true. But even if it snows, it's not as cold as January or early February. You can feel that spring is in the air. Well, let's see what our Read It has to say about spring. Here's Peter to help.
It's spring. People can wear different clothes. In winter, people wear coats and sweaters. They wear warm clothes with long sleeves. In spring, the weather is warm. People can wear clothes with short sleeves. Women wear skirts and dresses. Men wear shirts with short sleeves. People also wear different colors. Winter colors are dark. Spring colors are light and bright. Everyone likes new spring clothes.
I like the first really nice day of spring weather. You can tell everyone is happy to get out and be outside again.
I'm excited. It's going to be great. Well, let's first take a look at these keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 3月已经是春天喽。 天气渐暖，终于可以脱下厚重的大衣了。The weather is warm in spring. 名词 weather就是天气。 有些地方的人甚至都穿上短袖的衣服了。People can wear clothes with short sleeves. 形容词 short就是短的。女生也穿上了裙子和洋装。裙子就是 skirt. Women put on beautiful skirts. 洋装是 dress. Women wear skirts and dresses. 它的复数加 es 念成 dresses。 Susie 很高兴因为春天的颜色比较明亮鲜艳。她说 I like bright colors. 她喜欢明亮鲜艳的颜色。The
weather is so nice today. Spring is here.
I know. I can wear different clothes.
Yes, we can wear spring clothes. I like bright colors.
I do too. And I like clothes with short sleeves.
Yes, short sleeves are nice in warm weather.
But spring weather can be cool, so I always keep a jacket with me. I am really happy that spring is finally here. I enjoy winter. I love the Christmas holiday season and New Year's. I really like snow and winter activities, but by the time March is here, I am ready for spring.
I agree. I am looking forward to being outside more often now that the weather is getting nicer and the days are getting longer too.
Well, what do you mean by that, Peter? Every day is 24 hours long. How can a day get longer?
Oh, well, when we say the days are getting longer, we mean the sun is out longer. In December, the sun goes down pretty early, but now it's going down a little later, so we get more daylight.
That's right. One more reason to love spring.
Well, is it officially spring yet?
Well, actually, no. In the West, the first day of spring is March 20th, but the weather doesn't pay attention to these calendars, and today feels like spring.
The weather is nice today.
Yes, the weather is nice today, and it is also today's
calendar phrase! The weather is so nice today.
The weather is so nice today.
今天天气真好。
The weather is so nice today.
Let's have a picnic.
The weather is so nice today.
Let's sit in the sun.
The weather is so nice today.
Let's play in the grass.
Oh no, it's getting cold, and we didn't bring our jackets.
Why not?
The weather was so nice today.
The weather is so nice today.
The weather is so nice today.
今天天气真好。
Well, Pauline, we are not the only ones who are happy about the nice spring weather today.
That's right. Susie and Tina are really happy about it, too. Tina's happy because she can wear different clothes now. Spring clothes.
Susie agrees. She likes to wear bright colors, and bright colors are nice for spring.
An example of a bright color is yellow or orange. Bright is the opposite of dark. Black is a dark color. We often wear dark colors in winter and bright colors in the spring and summer.
Tina is also happy about wearing short sleeves again. Sleeves are the part of your shirt that cover your arm. When it's cold out, we wear long sleeves. But when it gets warmer outside, then we can wear short sleeves.
We also use the word short to describe how tall something is.
Right, like, Pauline is short.
Hey, no I'm not.
Well, you're shorter than I am.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get back to talking about spring clothes. Susie agrees that short sleeves are nice in the warm weather. But, like we said earlier, spring weather sometimes can be very cool.
So that's why Tina always keeps a jacket with her.
Friends, do you know what this phrase means, to keep something with you? If not, that's no problem, because teacher Christina is here to help. Let's go to her now.
春天虽然天气渐暖，但是有时候还是会冷，所以 Tina 说她随身还是会带着一件夹克外套。So I always keep a jacket with me. 首先，动词 keep 在这里有存放、保留的意思。所以 keep something with someone 就表示某人把某样东西带在身边。比如说你出外旅行的时候 keep your passport with you, 护照要带在身边。或者有些人身边永远都会带把雨伞，因为大晴天遮太阳，下雨天可以遮雨。 She always keeps an umbrella with her. 这个句型 keep something with someone 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. I always keep a book with me. That way, if I need to wait for someone, I can just read my book.
Smart. I should always keep an umbrella with me during this time of year, but I always forget.
Well, thankfully, it's not raining today, Pauline. And I think the most important thing is that you always keep your keys and phone with you.
Good point. Well, friends, we're enjoying chatting with you about spring weather today, but we do need to take a quick break. Don't worry, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. Are you happy that winter is almost over? What are you going to do as the weather gets warmer?
Oh, I hope to start going on some hikes. I might have to wait a little longer. The trails are still a little wet and muddy, but soon I hope to be going to the mountains again.
Oh, me too. I also look forward to biking again. Some people bike in the winter, but I don't like to do that. Well, let's get back to our friends and see what they're talking about.
Spring clothes are light. You can get cold. You need a jacket sometimes.
Yes, you do. But I can put away my winter clothes now.
I can too. I love spring and warm weather.
Me too. I can wear more skirts and dresses.
I don't like skirts and dresses, but I still like spring.
Okay, so Tina and Susie are continuing to talk about what they wear in the spring. Susie says spring clothes are light. What does this mean, Pauline?
Well, the word light can mean different things. For example, the sun gives us light. During the daytime, it's light out, and at night, it's dark. But Susie is using the word light in a different way.
Right here, light means the opposite of heavy. In the winter, we often wear heavy clothes like sweaters and jackets to keep us warm. But in the spring, we can wear light clothes.
But sometimes those light spring clothes aren't heavy enough. Remember, it can get cool in the spring, so you can get cold.
So this little word, get, is one that we use a lot in English. So it's important to understand and practice how we are using it. Let's go to Christina for a little help right now.
Susie 说春天的衣服比较轻薄，你有时候可能还是会冷。You can get cold, 所以有时候会需要带一件外套。来看这个 you can get cold, 助动词 can 在这里是可能，而 get 是连缀动词变成成为的意思。所以 you can get cold, 就是你可能会冷。连缀动词的功能和 be 动词一样，它连接了主词和后面的补语，所以一般的动词后面是不可以加形容词的，但是连缀动词后面可以接形容词做补语。我们来看几个例子，不带雨伞出门的话， You may get wet, 你可能会淋湿。 She gets tired easily, 她很容易累。 You don't want to get dirty,你可不想弄脏了，这些都是 get 当作连缀动词后面加形容词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. That really helps. Oh, hey, but what's the difference between to get cold and to get a cold? Thanks to Christina, we know what it means to get cold. Brr. But what does it mean to get a cold?Is it the same thing?
That's a good question. That is something that's very different. To get a cold means to get sick. A cold is when you cough and sneeze. Your throat might hurt. You will use lots of tissues for your nose.
I got a cold last week. It was not fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's true. Getting a cold is not fun.But I'm glad that you're better now.
Me too. Well, let's get back to Susie and Tina. Susie says in the spring, you do need a jacket sometimes because you can get cold.
But just a light jacket is probably okay. Hopefully, we won't need our heavy winter coats anymore. We can put those away.
Oh, did you hear what kind of clothes Tina is excited about wearing now?
Yes, she is excited about wearing more skirts and dresses. Women wear skirts and dresses. But what's the difference between a skirt and a dress, Pauline?
Well, I wear a skirt instead of pants or shorts. A skirt just covers the bottom part of the body, so you still need a shirt. But dresses are different. A dress is like a skirt and a shirt put together.
So what are you wearing today, Pauline?
Well, I would call this a dress or a very long shirt, but I think I'm wearing it like a dress today with some light leggings.
All right. Well, that's a fashion lesson for us today.
Well, of course, not all girls like to wear dresses and skirts.
Well, Susie says she doesn't like dresses and skirts.
Yeah, and that's okay. Everyone has different styles. Oh, but we did just use a sentence that Rebecca has been waiting to practice with us. Let's go to her now.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn something new in Use It. I know that you're all so excited. Well, if you want to say that you don't like something, you can use today's Use It. For example, I don't like spiders and snakes. Well, you could also say, I don't like snow and ice. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, friends, I hope you do like learning and practicing English with us. We certainly like teaching and learning with you.
That's for sure. Well, let's go ahead and review together now.
Here's the first key word from today. Weather. Weather. Today's weather is lovely.
Short. Short. That boy is really short.
Skirt. Skirt. This skirt is too short.
Dress. Dress. That dress looks nice on you.
Bright. Bright. The sun is very bright today. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
The weather is so nice today. Spring is here.
I know. I can wear different clothes.
Yes, we can wear spring clothes. I like bright colors.
I do too. And I like clothes with short sleeves.
Yes, short sleeves are nice in warm weather.
But spring weather can be cool, so I always keep a jacket with me.
Spring clothes are light. You can get cold. You need a jacket sometimes.
Yes, you do. But I can put away my winter clothes now.
I can too. I love spring and warm weather.
Me too. I can wear more skirts and dresses.
I don't like skirts and dresses, but I still like spring.
Wait a second. I think we have the wrong picture. I'm sorry,
friends. No, Peter, it's the right picture.
But Pauline, we're talking about spring clothes and spring weather, remember?
I know, but Peter, don't you know the saying in English about spring weather? In like a...
Oh, like a lion. Oh yeah, I forgot about this saying. Friends, have you ever heard this saying in English? In English, we say that the month of March comes in like a lion, like a...
and out like a...
Oh.
A lamb, yes.
A lamb.
March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. And why do we say that, Peter?
Well, this saying is about the weather in March. Often it is very cold at the beginning of March. Like I said before, sometimes it can even snow.
But by the end of March, the spring weather is here. It's warmer, plants begin to grow, animals start having babies. It's a sweet time of year.
So March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, meaning the weather at the beginning of March can be very cold and not so nice.
But by the end of March, the weather is calm and nice for everyone to enjoy, just like a lamb. Okay, friends, that's it for our chat. Now let's join James and Ginger for theirs.
Ginger, what are you wearing?
Spring is here, so I'm wearing bright clothes.
Very bright clothes.
Yes, spring colors are light and bright.
Right, and winter colors are dark.
So, why are you wearing winter colors, James?
I always wear dark colors.
Well, you should wear bright colors and short sleeves.
What's wrong with long sleeves?
Long sleeves are for the winter season.
You're right. Maybe I should buy new clothes.
Yes, you should. Everyone likes new spring clothes.
Okay, well, I'll think about it.
Yeah, let's go shopping!
Well, what day is it today? That's right, Monday. So it's time for some questions. Here is your first question. What does Tina always keep with her? What does Tina always keep with her?
The answer is in conversation A. She always keeps a jacket with her. Here's question number two. What do you like about spring? What do you like about spring? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What do I like about spring? Well, when spring arrives, I think about my family. Because during springtime, we go and watch the Lantern Festival as a family. We love to see the different kinds of lanterns, the animals, there's dragons, dogs, rabbits, and there are even fruit-shaped lanterns. I love to watch the Lantern Festival.
What do I like about spring? Well, I like cold weather compared to hot weather. And even though winter has passed, it is still very cool. I like to go out on walks and enjoy before the hot summer air arrives. All kinds of flowers bloom in the spring as well, and the birds sing in the trees. So it is really pretty outside. What do you like about spring?
What do I like about spring? I like everything. The weather is warm, so I don't need to wear a coat. Well, I always wear a fur coat. But spring is beautiful. The flowers are growing, the grass is growing, and bananas are growing. I love spring because I love bananas. That's what I like about spring.
What do I like about spring? I like a lot of things about spring. One thing I like is that the weather starts to get warmer. I can put away most of my winter clothes and start to wear shorter sleeves. Spring is also nice because there are beautiful flowers starting to bloom. I love to take walks outside in spring.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We enjoyed learning with you, and we hope you'll come back tomorrow for more right here at
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.